that everybody can get the info. So I'm planning to write still some topics just during this week. And yeah. And you probably know already how the exam is going on. So this will be in COPPA, and if there are any problems, you can always ask Ea. I might not be available. You can still try me as well, but I am not in Jyväskylä, and I'm not so sure how my internet connection on your exam day will be. So that's why I asked Ea to take care of this. Yeah, so the last exercises. The first question is very, very simple and easy, so everybody should be able to get the connection with between our former equivalent probability measure concept and the new one. So measures can be are called equivalent if one has if they have this property, if they think of the measure of a set is C, if both measures agree on which set should have measure zero. This is what we can say. And in the beginning, we said if each little omega has positive measure, then they are equivalent. And you can see that, or you should see that the second with the little omegas is a special case of the first one. Okay, then showing that somebody is a martingale. So first of all, we did not show that the Brownian motion is a martingale. So you use just the definition and check. And then we have another martingale like this one. You can either use Itô's formula or just what I said here, use some kind of decomposition of this BT squared. And that should be also very, very easy. So this question you should be really able to do. And this is again checking out Itô's formula. Now we have given the process S, and your task is to write up Itô's formula for the process S to t to the power a, where a is a constant, a real number. Then this is a bit a longer question. So we want to compute this expression in the end. And so you have already used for this one, you have already applied Itô's formula. And so you should check out Gezanov's theorem and so on, just to get you familiar with the lecture notes, what we do today. So I think this everything can be done with today's lecture, yes. And the five star question is a situation where we have more than one martingale measure under certain conditions. So we have a new situation. So far, our volatility, no, actually, yeah. So in our special case, sigma was constant in the Black-Scholes model. And now we assume that sigma can have at most n different values, so to say. So it's random, depends on omega prime, and omega and omega prime should be independent, or sigma, omega, and sigma should be independent. So not omega and omega prime, but omega and sigma should be independent so that the calculation is possible. Okay, and the last question is related to what we do next, or maybe tomorrow, probably tomorrow. So we compute the Black-Scholes price, also the Black-Scholes formula, and this is done for the Cole option, I think. And you can do the same with the binary option. You just look at the lecture notes. And so actually, 5 and 6 are not really star questions, so they are almost on the same level like 4. So, but I needed to do to find some questions with a star. So, if it's easy, then don't get worried. It might be correct anyway. Or if it's not too difficult, let's say. Okay, these are the last questions. And whenever you have any question or problem or whatever, so you're welcome also to contact me or Eya. And let's continue with the lecture. So we said that we want to use Cassano's theorem. So what was the situation? We have this expression or this process, which is ruled by a theta. And it turns out if I use now a measure where I'm using the H, so to say, as a density in the sense of a Radon-Nikodym derivative, then the process which I built from the standard Brownian motion plus something like this is then a standard Brownian motion from the point of view of Q. So somehow Q doesn't see this. So Q thinks W is a standard Brownian motion, which should be surprising. So I think the proof in the special case was also in the star question in the demo. So you probably have seen today this how it's proved. So maybe that helps. And yeah. How do we continue? The question is here, the condition on the H. So this is a hard condition or a difficult condition to show in a general case. So if you just have such a process where you know that this is finite almost surely, then in general, this object is not a martingale. So this is really a condition. And there's a good news, there's a sufficient condition such that we get a martingale, and which is quite famous. It's called the Novikov condition. There are more sophisticated conditions also to have a martingale, but we just consider now this easy one. So to show that HT is a P martingale, is often difficult. A sufficient condition is the Novikov condition. So e to the 1/2 integral from 0 to capital T theta s squared t ds, this should be fine. So certainly a much stronger condition than that this is almost truly finite, and it is sufficient, so it's not if and only if. Okay, now I'm kind of double. Let's take this off. The Novikov condition is a sufficient condition that HT is a martingale. And in our situations, we usually have just the theta to be constant. So then it's, of course, true. For example, in the following situation, so we had the Black-Scholes model, and in the Black-Scholes model, I think it's gone. No, we still have it. S of t is this one, right? S tilde. I hope I'm correct. So let's check e to the sigma bt minus sigma squared half t. Is standing here. And then I'm adding mu t minus rt. And usually this is written actually differently. One puts this together. Okay, so we have this situation. And we are looking for a Q which believes that the S tilde is a martingale. So in the moment, this is not visible how this Q should look like, but we use Itô's formula. So maybe I should play here a role, be a role model, and think of the function f. So f of t and x is equal to, what would be good, s zero e to the sigma x minus plus mu minus r minus sigma squared half t would be one option. And yeah, then we have s tilde of t is equal to f of t bt. Yes, that should work. And then we get, applying Itô's formula, we get first the constant because I'm putting t to zero and the bt as well, b zero, so to say. And then we would have the derivative with respect to time. So maybe I should write out Itô's formula. Yeah. Okay, so we take the derivative with respect to time, which is df ds of s, or maybe t, it depends how you write it. Ds, then I have the derivative with respect to space. And I'm applying already what I know. So if I have an Itô process, so we know that the factor before the, so the integrand of the Brownian motion is just constant one, and the drift term, the, I don't know, remember even B or something, or A was zero. Now I don't know which form of Itô formula I have given. But anyway, so we have here to write dBs. And then we have one half of the second derivative with respect to x. And also here we have just ds, because we have not an Itô process, but just the Brownian motion. Okay, so what do we get? if we take the derivative with respect to time, then we would get this vector. And if I plug in, so I just have the derivative with respect to time gives me this vector, and I'm keeping the whole expression. So that means I'm keeping S tilde of S for this one. And I'm having the factor mu minus R minus sigma squared half. Yes, and that's it, ds. And I have the derivative with respect to space with the x. This gives me the factor sigma and nothing else. So the function stays the same. I'm getting sigma integral from 0 to t s tilde of s dvs. And the second derivative gives me a sigma squared. I'm keeping the function again like this. And what do we get? Something is wrong. Did I make a mistake? No, everything is okay, actually. I still didn't do the last step. So what do we want? We want to have a martingale. So we have to write up, so we want to apply E to Kirsanov's theorem. And what do we get? Actually, something is canceling here. This sigma squared half is canceling with the minus here, okay? And altogether, if I write it in a little bit in, how to say, in a little bit intuitive way, I would have, yeah, I'm putting the sigma here, and I'm writing dvs, so this is this term, but I still have that term here with the s tilde and mu minus r ds, and I want to have the same integrand, so I have s tilde, which I have, but here's a sigma. So I would write plus mu minus r divided by sigma, and if I multiply all that and write ds, then I should get this expression with the convention that you can split this in these two parts and just do algebra here, okay? And this will be our W. Now we have to check if the WS has a DWS actually. So that would be that WS is equal to BS plus mu minus R divided by sigma times S. Okay, so if we have this structure, then this looks already like that. Maybe if you want to have the integral, we can have that, of course. So we can write d t now, because I need the s like this. So artificially we can write it like that, and then we can really see that theta t is constant mu minus r divided by sigma for all t. Okay. So I repeat myself. So we used Ito's formula. And our aim is to have this shape constant plus an Ito integral with a Brownian motion. Now, we don't have it because this is our Ito integral with a Brownian motion, and this is a term which is not an Ito integral and which we want to get rid of. So we boldly call this dws by putting ws in that way. And then we use Kirsanov's theorem to change the p into the q, and the q just believes that this is standard Brownian motion, and then we would have a martingale here. Okay, so that would be q. with Q given as in Kirsanov's theorem, and HT, let's write it out, is e to the minus mu minus r divided by sigma, yes, bt minus mu minus r divided by sigma squared t. I think this should be capital T, and I think there's a 1/2 missing. So we have this b, we have this one, and of course if the theta is constant, as in our case, you can just take this constant out and you get the Brownian motion at the little t here in this moment. And if I put the capital T, then we have this expression. And with HT, is the martingale measure. For S tilde. Okay, so we can compute the martingale measure with the help of Ito's formula and so on. And of course, we did not prove this is the only one, but we just found one. Okay, we did not prove here that there's only one martingale measure. Okay, so we still have time, and I can slowly start with the pricing formula. So the famous, famous Black-Scholes formula. So we are just focused now on the European core option. So we want to compute price of, yeah, maybe we here should, we should say N European call option. It still can change with the strike price. So we have not just one of a European call option. So the payoff function is given, as we know in that form, is x minus k and the maximum with zero, where k greater than zero is the strike price, okay, and we want to compute the price at time t, capital T. Okay, so we have f of s. And yeah, sorry, so I, in the lecture notes probably, yeah, I fixed it already. So it's now online, is now, today is now correct, because I used different sources, and sometimes the S is with a sub-index and sometimes it is written in that form, and I mixed it a lot. So I'm sticking to this case. Did I in this situation actually? Yes. So it's correct. Okay, so in order to do this, we need a little bit more. We need the so-called martingale representation theorem. This we did, I think, in stochastic analysis, and I repeat it here. In order to start, we need the definition, what is natural filtration? I think we said it already. It's definition. So we still have time. Let XT. Be a complete, be a stochastic process. On a complete probability space. Okay, we call the filtration FT given by, and now we just take the filtration which is generated by the process. So we take FT is the smallest sigma algebra such that XT zero, sorry, not T, that all random variables XS, which are given by zero is less or equal to S is less or equal to T, are measurable. So this is the smallest sigma algebra. Such that all XS S less or equal to T and greater than zero. Measurable. Okay, I have to finish the sentence, is called, so this filtration with this property is called the filtration generated by the process XT or the natural filtration. And this is not what we need, because if you know stochastic analysis, then you need, we know that we need knife sets also, so we need to augment. And what do we do? Okay, a little bit in a childish way, we add all null sets. To FD, and we do it in a way to be on the safe side, and define FTX now. This is the smallest sigma algebra, such that it contains FT and the union with all F, all sets A in FT. That P of A is equal to zero, and we only need to do this because we know already that the space is complete. Did we say this? A complete probability space, this already contains all subsets of null sets. So each subset of null set is contained in here. So it's a complete space. And then we take the smallest sigma algebra with all these null sets and the original FT, F little t. Okay, so we can even here use F, maybe. We didn't assume that F is FT. Okay, let's stick to this one. Then FT X. Is again a filtration. I think this should be clear. And is called the augmentation is another name for completion. And some people even say they completed natural filtration. But I think augmented is more common of XT. Okay, so these are technical details. And one doesn't even see in the future that we need them, but we would need them if we do all the proofs. Okay. Augmented natural filtration of XT. So we still have 10 minutes, so I can write up the martingale representation theorem. And I think we even had a martingale representation theorem in the discrete case, so it shouldn't come as a surprise. But we have one here, or it might be possible that we have one here as well. And it's called Brownian martingale representation. Okay, so what are the assumptions? Let omega fp be a complete probability space. And now I'm not very consistent because we only defined an FT Brownian motion So you would, if you want to keep this definition, just start out with a filtered probability space. Take your FT Brownian motion. And then we create our augmented natural filtration. So this is in general a smaller filtration. So each sigma by FTB is contained in FT. If you start out with an FT Brownian motion, and then you can forget the original filtration and we just use this. Okay, what are the more conditions? Empty is a martingale. With respect to FTB. So this is important that you use this smallest, this augmented natural filtration. Otherwise, the proof would not work. Such that the expectation, so the second moment of M capital T is finite. Then there exists jointly measurable and FTB adapted process. LT, T in 0 T, such that the expectation of LT squared DT is finite. So this is our condition that the process is in L2 in our old life. So for the E2 Eto integral definition, so I could also written then there exists a process L and L2. These are just the conditions, but with respect to this special sigma algebra or filtration. Okay, and the most important thing, I can represent the MT as M0, which is a constant, almost truly at least, and an E2 integral. And this equation holds almost surely for all t in 0 t. And what is interesting for us, because we will use later on a trick to get this as a part of our trading or hedging strategy, there's only one. The L is unique. Up. To changes of J changes by sets or on sets of the Borel sets of the time times times the filtration like this. Yeah, so I could also put F here, but because they contain the same null sets, so. With respect to the, so measure zero with respect to the measure, which measure is on these sets. So this is Lebesgue measure times P. Okay, so what is the point? So we have a Brownian motion, we create this augmented natural filtration, and then any martingale, which is a square integrable, can be represented as a constant plus an Itô integral. And this is what we are going to use in order to find our hedging strategy. But I think for today, this is enough. So I will continue next week. No, I'm not continuing next week. I'm continuing tomorrow and finish the lecture. Don't worry, I'm not continuing next week. Okay, bye-bye. See you tomorrow.